scandal.
Pretty Malik's
celebrity gossip.
Gossip
powered by You by Emar,
Dubai's most rewarding loyalty program. Join now on youbyemar.com.
Pretty Malik, we're going to talk Bieber, but first, what have you got for us?
Oh, let's talk Bradley Cooper. He sat down with Oprah and he was asked how he truly felt after being snubbed, as in he did not get the Best Director nomination at the Oscars for his work on A Star Is Born. Here's his answer.
And the first thing I felt was embarrassment, actually.
Oh.
Well, think about it. I felt embarrassed that I didn't do my part. So I'll work on that. It'll be, you know.
Yeah. He felt embarrassed. That's kind of cute, I think.
This is the biggest success that Bradley Cooper has ever had out of a movie as actor and as a director.
8 nominations for the Oscars is still a big deal. So
again, A Star Is Born. If you get a chance, go and watch it.
It's beautiful.
If you haven't watched it, actually, I wish I hadn't seen it so I could see it again and get those feelings back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's really sweet.
It's such a great movie. Really well written, really well directed. And Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Both amazing.
Fantastic.
Okay, let's talk about the good news as it comes to Justin and Hailey Bieber. Hailey did this cute thing with Vogue magazine where she answered a bunch of questions. Here is Hailey explaining how Justin proposed to her.
We were on a trip to the Bahamas and we were alone in a house, just the two of us. It's very special.
Did he go the traditional route by asking for permission from your dad?
Yes, he did.
How cute is that?
That's really cute. Sweet. Went to daddy.
Now, this is the good news for Justin and Hailey. They're on the cover of Vogue magazine, did an in-depth interview about their relationship, and Justin got really serious. For the first time ever, he's admitted to a drug past. He said he was addicted to Xanax. He said, quote, I found myself doing things that I was so ashamed of. Drugs put a screen between me and what I was doing. It got pretty dark. I think there were times when my security was coming in late at night to check my pulse and see if I was still breathing.
Wow.
That's intense.
Yeah, that's crazy, huh?
So he says that in 2014, he decided to sober up. He did not go to like a rehab or sober coaching. He did it on his own. And now he's been drug-free since.
Since what year?
2014.
I don't know.
Effects,
what do
maybe?
You mean by that, Chris?
No. I don't want any accusations, but when I hung out with him for a good couple of hours in LA earlier,
so
late
that
last
was
year.
Last year, right,
yeah,
2017,
I don't know.
18.
I don't know.
Well, I'm thinking the after effects, if you're heavily using something for so long, wouldn't it still have residual effects on your body?
Not sure. I don't want to put the accusations out there. But anyway, when I did hang out with him for a couple of hours, he was a legend, really nice, very well-mannered, got up, hung out with the kids, Nushi and Kiki, played with the kids. This is Justin Bieber. He was very polite, but I just not sure. I was not sure. But overall, genuine. Listen, he looks happy now.
Exactly. Him and Hailey look so happy together, so that's good to know.
Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.